says in Menachos Daf Chavtes Amid Beis, Ha'olam Hazeh Doma Le'Achsadra, that Olam Hazeh, our world, is referred to as an Achsadra. Achsadra means like a big open space. Shekala Rotze Latzeis Yotze, that anyone who wants to leave it has the ability to leave it. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, anyone who wants to go Le'Tarbas Ra, the whole world is one big open space and we all have the right to make choices. Somebody who wants to make negative choices in life has every right to do that. That is what it means to be a thinking human being, that we all have the right to have bechira, to make choices. But the Ramchal in the Mesilas Yesharim explains this a little bit differently. He says, what does the Gemara mean when it says that all of us live in a world which is like an achsadra? It's like a big open space. Says the Ramchal as follows, Halama ha'olam domet. The way I see it, he says, the world is compared to the following example. Lagan ha'mavucha. He says, if you have a corn maze or a hedge maze, which nowadays we have many of those all around, Hu hagan hanatua letzchok. He says, this is something that old kings used to make for fun. They would have a big garden out in the open, and they would make a big corn maze in the garden. It dates back all the way to the kings in France and England in the 1600s, and they used to have natios hasuyos ksalim ksalim. They would have hedges that were made into walls and paths. Ubeneim shvilim rabim. There were many different channels and roots throughout these different trees that were there. Nevuchim umuravim. Very circuitous, very confusing to figure out how to get your way through it. Complicated. Kulam domen zelazeh. It was, all of them were seemingly identical to one another. Vahatachlis bam. And the point of going into such a maze is lahagia el haachsadra acha sheva emtsa. There's one open space in the middle that has something special there, and that's where you have to figure out how to get your way toward that place. Va'amnam, he says, hashvilim ha'ela, when you go into these different arteries, into these different channels, mehem yisharim, some of them are straight lines, umagiyim be'emes el ha'achsadra, and they will lead you directly to where you're supposed to get to, umehem asigim es ha'adam, and there are some of them that trick a person, umisrachakim osomi mena, and some of them make a person get so lost from where you're supposed to go, you just keep going around and around in circles, and you don't even realize that you're going back to the same place where you started. Va'amnam haholech ben ashvilim, and if you're just a person for the first time walking into this maze, lo yuchal liros eladas klal, in hubishvil ha'amiti, you don't know if you're entering into a real, actual path that's a straight line to where you need to get to, or, bekozev, maybe I'm going into the imaginary line, maybe I'm going to the place which is a delusion to me, and I don't really know exactly what I'm getting involved with. Ki kulam shavim, because all of them from the outside look exactly the same when you begin. Vein hefrish b'neihem. Unless, he says, unless you're a kind of person who's been through this many times before, and you've learned from all of your experiences, so then the next time around you know where to go. Vihine ha'omet kvar al ha'achsadra. If you have somebody who's already at the middle, somebody who's made it to the place where they're supposed to be, hu roa kol adrachim lefanav, he looks from his perspective and he sees which ones actually are going to reach the middle and which ones are just false, are just fake. And he's able to guide you and say, I think you should go through this one or through that one because I made it. I got here, and from my perspective, I can see what's real and what perhaps is not. And he says, Vihine, Mishiyir Tzalaham, and he says, this is the way I understand the world. Somebody who wants to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow the rules. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in the center. He is the Achsadra. He is that open space where we're all supposed to get to. The Ribbono Shel Olam from the middle gives us instructions, and he says, you can go here, and you can go there, and this is the right way, and that's the right way, says the Mesilas Yesharim. He is sitting and giving instructions, Kavayachal, from the middle. And he is Roeh Kol HaDrachim Lefanav. The Ribbono Shel Olam sees all the different options of routes, Umavchin Bein Ha'amitiyim V'Hakozvim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to tell us which ones are just imaginary, and which ones are real, which ones are going to get us to the right place, and which ones are just going to confuse us. V'hu yachal lahazir es haholchim bam, ze haderech l'chuban. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one who has the ability to guide us in the proper way, to tell us which way is going to give us success in life. Misha yirtze lahamin, whoever wants to believe him, whoever wants to take God's advice, has the option to do so. Whoever does not want to take God's advice, he says, and wants to decide on their own that they're going to figure it out, vaday sheyishar oved, the chances are you will probably continue to be lost in life, and you will not really have the opportunity to get to where you're trying to get to. Why do I mention this? Because this Mesilas Yesharim is really talking about nisyonos. He's talking about the confusion in life. And the Mesilas Yesharim, in the very first chapter of his Sefer, writes that people have challenges every day. And sometimes they are the same challenges that we had the day before or years before. And sometimes we have renewed experiences of challenge that we never imagined having to deal with in the past. And this is something, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that can confuse people. When you live through life and you think you're going in the straight path, and all of a sudden something comes along the way and throws you around in a circle and you don't know where you are anymore, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's when life becomes extremely complicated. And that's when we all have the choice to say, either we're going to listen and follow the instructions of the Ribono Shel Olam, or we have a choice to decide to do it on our own, which chances are we will continue to walk around in that circle and just be totally lost because of the confusion of life. So, I mention this because in this week's Parsha, as we know, Avraham Avinu has many of the nisyonos, many of the challenges that he was put through. And I once heard an insight, I don't know who said it, but I once heard an insight. We all know that Avraham Avinu had 10 different challenges in his life. And the Tiferes Yisrael, the Tosas Yom Tov, I'm sorry, writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, why is it that in Pirkei Avos it says, Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avraham Avinu? We don't always refer to Avram as Avram Avinu, but here when it says Avram was tested with 10 tests, it says we call him Avram Avinu. Says the Tosas Yom Tov, the reason why is because Avram Avinu had 10 tests in his life. And because he was our father, because he was Avinu, he gave us the ability, the ancestral genes. He gave it over to all of his children to withstand the Nisyonos HaChayim that they were going to face as well. Many Mefarshim have asked, how is it that Jews have had the courage for so many centuries to die al Kiddush Hashem? Who can ever imagine doing such a thing? Why didn't the Jews just give up and give in and say, I'm not going to kill myself for the sake of God, just forget God? And the answer that many, many Mefarshim have said over the ages is because Avram Avinu, our father Avram, not just Avram, but our father gave it over to us. It's inherited in our genetic code that we have the ability to withstand Nisayon, like Avram Avinu did when he did the Akedah. To give up his child al Kiddush Hashem was a tremendous test on his part, and yet Avraham Avinu did it with distinction and with honor, and he did it with dignity, and there was no part of him that felt bad about what he was doing, because he realized he was doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I once saw that one of the Mefarshim points out, the 10 tests, obviously it's a discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly were the 10 tests, and which order did they happen, but I once saw that one of the Mefarshim explains, each of the 10 tests was any possible test you can imagine you ever having in your life. One of the nisyonos that people have. Sometimes they have a nisayon, they don't have children. They have a nisayon with shalom bayis. They have a nisayon with something physical. They get sick. They have some sort of illness. They have some sort of problem. They lose a parnasa. These are the nisyonos that we can imagine a person having in life. And sometimes there are variations. The 10 nisyonos that Avraham Avinu had, listen how novel this idea is. Number one, he goes into Ur Kasdim. What was that about? That was a nisayon in Amuna. Are you really going to believe in God or not? And that's when he was thrown into the furnace. Do you believe in God, or do you want to give it all up and agree with all the rest of the world that your God is not someone that should be believed in? That is the nisayon that sometimes people face in this world of nisayon ha'emuna. And very often we encounter people who are very troubled by their relationship with God. They don't exactly understand what God wants from them, what direction they're supposed to take. Avraham Avinu is told, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. That was also a test he was given. That was the Nisayon HaGalus. Sometimes we're thrown out into the wilderness, we're thrown out of our homes, thrown out of our country, out of our land, we're living under some other sovereignty, we don't exactly know what to do. Avraham Avinu had that test, and he gave us the ability to withstand the Nisayon HaGalus as well as the Nisayon HaEmuna. The third thing, Vayihi Ra'av Ba'aretz. Avraham Avinu now is faced with a famine in his life. He doesn't know what to do. That is the Nisayon HaParnasa. Sometimes, unfortunately, a family has the same kind of Nisayon. Sarah is taken away to Paro. They suggest that is the Nisayon HaShiduchim. Sometimes a person doesn't have their spouse. They want to have a spouse. They're trying very much to get married. But whatever it is that they try to do, it's just not working out. Milchemes HaMelachim, everything you go through, Avraham Avinu with the Bris Mila was tested, how he's going to withstand the test with physical pain to his body. There are people who aren't healthy, there are people who have illnesses, and they have these nisyonos as well. And this is, if you go through the life of Avraham Avinu, you see that all of the nisyonos that human beings have today were experienced by Avraham Avinu. And he gave us all the opportunity to live a life like him, and he gave us all the strength and the fortitude to say, I am giving you the opportunity to withstand those nisyonos, as hard as they might be, but I, your father, Avraham Avinu, is the first person who was able to withstand all of it. There's one comment that I always am taken by. It's a comment of the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash in this week's Parsha, he writes such a beautiful insight, commenting on a Medrash in our Parsha. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, which simply translated it means, God chooses to test those who are righteous. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. Says the Medrash, something that sounds like it's very repetitive, but there's extremely important significance to each of these interpretations that the Medrash gives. Listen carefully. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. What does it mean that God tests the righteous people? He says, Mashallah Yotzer Hazeh. There's a craftsman, there's a manufacturer. When he's trying to sell his goods out in the market, there's a big, what do you call it, a big yirid. What is that called? A fair. So each of the manufacturers wants people to come into his shop to buy his wares. So how am I going to get people to come off the street into my shop? There's 100 other shops like mine. So I go outside, and I take one of the pots that I've made, and I take a big spoon, and I start banging the pot. And that way it's going to catch everyone's attention. They're going to say, hey, that looks like a nice item, and they'll want to come in to buy from me. Says the Medrash, which pot am I going to choose to take outside into the street to bang on? Says the Medrash, Eino bodek kankane muru'arim. I'm not going to take a fragile, a delicate vessel that I've created. I'm not going to take that into the street because one bang on it, it's going to break. Of course, that's not what I'm going to choose. Rather, says the Medrash, what I'm going to choose is the one that is kankanim yafim, the one that's firm and durable, the one that's tenacious. That's the one I'm going to take out into the street. I'm going to bang on it. Everyone's going to see, oh, that's a really good quality item. And then they'll come into your store. Kach, so too says the Medrash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to test a person, who is he going to choose to be the one to have the Nisayon? He's not going to take the person that's so fragile, that's so brittle, that's going to break the moment that God does something to them. He's going to take someone that is strong and that knows how to withstand the hit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, that's the first interpretation, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Number two, says the Medrash, what does it mean that God chooses to test the Tzadikim? Number two, he says, Mashal Pishtani Hazeh, you have a person who works with flax. If he knows that he has good quality flax, and he knows that it can be sold for a nice amount of money to make beautiful clothing, so the more that he goes and he combs it, and the more he purifies the flax to get all of the impurity out of it, the more it's going to be worth, the more beneficial it will be, the more of a commodity it is considered. If he just has cheap flax anyway, there's no point. Why should I go comb it through? There's no reason. I'm not going to get anything by doing that. It's a piece of junk anyway. Says the Medrash, so too, when the Ribono Shel Olam wants to give someone a test, he goes to a person that the more he cleans him out, the cleaner he's going to get, the more perfect he will become, and that is the choice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. Number three, says the Medrash, why is it that Hashem tests the Tzadikim? He says, Mashal Abalabayis, you have a farmer. Shehayulo Beis Paros, he has two cows. One of them is very strong and able-bodied, very capable, and one of them is very weak and frail, and it falls apart when you ask it to do anything. So when I have to do all of the work in the field, which cow am I going to choose to do the work for me? Obviously the one that is strong enough to withhold the machresha. However, if I'm going to choose the one that is very weak, obviously it's going to break the moment I put a tool onto its back, and therefore, says the Medrash, that's why God chooses the tzaddikim. Now, all three of these mishalim sound exactly the same. Why is the Medrash going out of its way to tell us three different ways of explaining why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests righteous people? And after all three of these interpretations are the same. Again, number one was about the pot being brought into the street to get people into the store. Number two was about the one who has manufacturing the flax, that he wants to make it more pure and more worthwhile. And number three is about the cow who has the strength to hold up the Machareisha while it's working in the field. Writes the Netziv so beautifully. The Ribono Shel Olam here is telling us that there are three different types of people who are tested. And I said this summer, you know, I was the rabbi in Camp Simcha, and there were a number of staff members that had a very difficult time understanding, how could it be that my young camper, a 15-year-old, a 10-year-old child, is suffering so much? What can they possibly have done wrong? Right? It's a question that bothers many of us when we see these kinds of very unfortunate things. And one of the things that I told them was this Medrash. The Netziv explains that the Medrash is highlighting three different individuals who are tested and three reasons why they are tested. Number one, he says, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test a person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show the world how good his wares are. So he's like that peddler who stands in the middle of the street and wants people to come in and notice what he's selling. So he'll take the most righteous of the generation and he'll go out into the street and he'll show everyone, look how strong my people are. Look how much I can make this person suffer, and yet they're still holding on and they won't give up and they're still ma'aminim and they still believe in me. That's the first reason why sometimes tzaddikim, why sometimes righteous people are tested, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the world the strength of his people. And by doing so, he's going to take the strongest of his people, and that's who he's going to test. Number two, he says, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there's a quality individual, and if I just purify him a little bit more, if I just refine and polish his character a drop more, he'll be so perfect, he'll be so beautiful. So the Ribbono Shel Olam decides, I'm going to do that person a favor, and I'm going to purify them just a little bit. I'm going to test them because they're already such a high quality individual. If I just make them a drop better, that's the way that I'm going to make them as perfect as they can be. And that's the second medrash that we are taught in this week's Parsha, that sometimes Hashem Tzadik Yivchon is because he wants to purify an already wonderful individual and make them just a little bit better. But finally, the Medrash says, Mashal Shtei Paros, when you have two oxen, when you have two cows that need to do the work. And the Medrash is teaching us there is somebody in a generation who needs to be able to shoulder all of the weight and the burden of the generation. Well, who is the Ribbono Shel Olam going to put that on? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to choose to hold on his or her shoulders all of the things that are the weight of the generation? Who can HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose, says the Medrash? He has a choice to take somebody who's like the weak cow, and the moment something is put onto them, they're going to collapse. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the opportunity to take someone who is so strong and who actually can handle taking the burden of the generation. That's what I told them this summer. When you see people sometimes that suffer, one has to imagine that they are tzaddikim. As we say here, Hashem tzaddik yivchon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides often that he's going to choose the tzaddikim, the righteous people, to be the ones who are tested with their nisyonos. But at the same time, one of those individuals, one of those groups of people are the ones who are carrying up the weight of the generation. And understand, when you're dealing with somebody of that magnitude, you understand what a great privilege it is to be a part of caring for them and to be a part of understanding what they're going through. Because after all, they're really, in a sense, carrying the burden for all of us. They're carrying the weight of the generation, like the Medrash says. That is the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to use when he wants to put some sort of machareisha, when he wants to put some sort of weight that needs to be carried. He's perhaps going to choose one that has the ability to carry it with distinction and to shoulder that responsibility more than others might be able to. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha.